Major, major structural question. What is the role, talking about food, what is the role of Amira? And we built two very, very general models. One very general model, oh, Amira, it's just das. Or Amira has some ki'ikach maisa form of role. We haven't defined that. That's going to be a lot harder. We're going to have our antenna way up, trying to find Rishona maybe tomorrow. Will help us define what role Amira plays, what does it do, but it's not just a das indicator. It doesn't show what the people want, and the pivot upon which this whole sugya revolved was which halacha did we see? Don't give me the lashon of Gemara. Just tell me the concept and give me the lashon of sugya. What's the concept? One word. What issue? Who? Okay, the Gemara calls the who question. Now tell me the Lashon HaSugya. Nasan hu v'amrei. But it's really about who. Who has to have an Amir? Today we're not going to ask who, but... Right? Okay, now what is a larger issue, but what is... What aspect of what? Okay, say it even sharper. Abbreviations. What do we call abbreviations? Yad, yadayim, yados. The real grammar is yados. Anything you have two of is nekeva. Anything you have one of, but actually it's yadayim, nikiot. Anything that you have two of on your body, it gets grammar of nekeva. So, yadayim shali mod mod chalashot, not chalashim. Halev shali mod chazak. Okay, so one is zachar. Even if the plural takes a rabbin formulation, yadayim, you don't say yados, yadayim, nikiot. So anything that's nekeva, remember, should be grammarized as anything that's two should be grammarized as nekeva, anything that's one should be grammarized as zachar. Okay, but the Rishonim refer to as yadayim and yados. Okay, how does yados interact with Kiddush? And that's our quadrant today. Imagine the role of Amiras possessing seven or eight quadrants. We went in one quadrant is who, next quadrant is abbreviation, which is a subset of what? What is the Amir? Okay. Being that we have a lot of background information, and a lot of Gemaras here, and a lot of abbreviated Gemaras, the first thing you want to do in a sugya, if you're a Shana Aleph guy, or if you're a Shana Mem guy, you just want to keep your mind clean, is just map all the Gemaras. Just write down all the Gemaras you have before you get to Rishonim, just have a what's out there. Okay, so let's start mapping. Before we move forward, let's start mapping. Okay, remind me, please, at the end of the share, I want to share a Meiri from last sugya that I found that I WhatsApp to you. Okay, so let's start mapping. Yadayim first appears in the first Mishnah of Nedarim and the parallel first Mishnah of Nazir, very similar to Mishnayos. Okay, the word doesn't appear in an irony. The Mishnah is abbreviated. The abbreviation leaves out the word Yadayim. It's like one of the great ironies. Okay, so it doesn't appear. But the Gemara says, Chasuri Machsav Achiktani, because the Mishnah actually talks about Yadayim without saying Yadayim. It talks about Kinuyim. Talks about charamim, sounds like kol nidrei. Talks about, but doesn't say the word yadayim. And then it actually gives an example of yadayim. Line number two: Homer lachaveru mudrani mimcha, mufrashni mimcha, murachni mimcha. Sheni ochel, I don't have to. Eat, I don't want to eat from you. I don't want to taste anything from you. Even though it doesn't say the full language would probably be saying the word karban, kikarban. That's the full language of neder, bringing the word carbon in. We'll see that a little bit later. So he leaves out that last word of the classic declaration of neder, so it's a yad, but it works. Now the Gemara, let's all follow as best as you can. If you have Gemaras, if you have, please try to look inside, just if you can. Okay, maybe I'll photos that for you as we go on. I'll send you WhatsApps as we go on. So the Gemara, on daf beis amud beis, adopts this. The Gemara says, okay, where do we see yadayim? So the Gemara says, chasuri machzara v'achiktani. Okay. Pasach bekinuyim kol kinuyin edarim mefarish yadal some lechaver mudani mimcha v'su yadas inchi. Well, you forgot yadayim. Ayri behon. Really, we're talking about yadayim v'chasuri machzor v'achikatani. This is the real way to read the Mishnah. Kol kinuyin edarim kinedarim v'yadas kinedarim kinedarim, and therefore yadas appears in the Mishnah. And even though we talked about Yadayim last, we then explain Yadayim first before we explain Kinuyim, which will come on later in Maseches Nedarim Perek Aleph. Okay? So that's our first baseline. the appearance in the Mishnah, and a few examples in the Mishnah. You leave out the word carbon. Okay. Next thing is, what's the makar? Where does it come from? So the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph provides the makar. And of course, there are two makars here. The Gemara says, the Yados Hechaksiv, middle of the page. Where do we see Yados? I just sent you the WhatsApp. Yados Hechaksiv, Ish Kiyafli, Lindar, Neder, Nazir, Lahazir Lashem. A lot of duplicates in that pasuk. This is in Parshas Naso, Parshas Nazirus. V'tanya, there's a brisa that explains Nazir Lahazir, Kinuya Nazirus Kinaziros, Yados Nazirus Kinaziros, and we move it over from Nazir to Neder. Again, right now, we're not going to get into the differences between Nedarim and Nazirus. We'll assume they're all the same. So we have an extra ribuy in Parshas Naso about Nazirus. That teaches us Yadayim, and we export the Yadayim Chiddush from Nazirus to Nedar. There are debates, extra psukim. Then the Gemara has a different, quotes what they said in Eretz Yisrael. The Israelis used to say, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Bemarava Amri, so in Eretz Yisrael they would say, so you have something probably that would normally be included Talmud Yishami, but this was quoted over by the Babylonians, Talmud Babli. Bemarava Amri, Istana de Mafak Leli Yados min Lindor Neder. Some learned it from either Lindor Neder, Nazir Lazar, one of the double Lashonas in Nazir. The Istana de Mafak Leli min Kol Hayotse mi Piv Yase. Some learn it out from a totally different pasuk, Kol Hayotse mi Piv Yase. This is in Parshas Matos. Okay, so right off the bat, before we even move to Kiddushin, before we think about it, right off the bat, we have to think about, whoa, wait a second. Why are there two makaros? Do these two makaros indicate two different approaches to Yadayim? What are the two approaches to Yadayim you saw in the Rishonim, unfurling in the Rishonim? How does Rashi interpret the actual word Yad? Because it's a metaphor, right? The word Yad, we know what it is. It's a metaphor. What does Rashi say it's associated with?
Grabbing.
What? Okay, it's a noun. You're describing a verb that you'd effect on the noun, but what's the noun? Yona?
Handle.
Yad HaKli is a handle of a clay. Okay. Now, what does a handle suggest? Try to abstract. What's the function of a handle? Ilan?
Pick up the pot.
Pick up the pot. Access. So you access something larger through something smaller. You don't want to pick up the whole pot, you want to pick up the handle. Pot's hot, pot's dirty, pot's heavy. So you pick up the handle. So it's access. So when you're holding the handle, it's like you're holding the whole pot. What does the Rambam say Yadayim is? He doesn't use the handle analogy. I showed you, I WhatsApped you the Rambam in Parashat Mishnayos. If you didn't see the whole Rambam yesterday, look at the Rambam I WhatsApped you at 9:14. What does he say Yadayim are? Chelek. He doesn't talk about the pot. Chelek means a part, a section. Now again, these are just very, very vague analogies, Rashi and the Rambam, but what would you say is the difference between the general direction that Rashi's analogy evokes and the general direction that the Rambam's analogy evokes? As in general, what's the difference between a handle and a portion? Joey?
Rashi used to say that Yad is still worthwhile because when you pick up, when you use a handle to pick up the pot, you might not be pulling the pot in the strongest way, but you're still able to hold up the entire thing. Whereas the Rambam just seems to be saying that it's incomplete.
Okay, very good. So now translate that analogy back into the world of Yadayim. Yadayim work, that we know. How do Yadayim work? By issuing an abbreviated neder, abbreviated hekdesh. Is it as if... Okay, is it as if by saying part of a statement, it's like I said, the whole thing? Or part is enough? Because there is a concept is part of a declaration is sufficient as long as it's clear to everyone. This is a major, major question in Nedarim. Obviously, not just about Yadayim, but about Nedarim. Is there a baseline formula without which you can't create a Neder or a Nazirus or Peah or Tzedakah, somewhere we'll see? But you know what? If you say a partial sentence, like you said, the whole sentence. Think about your own communication, your own declarations. What type of declarations and communications in your speech do we say that saying X is like saying X plus Y? It's like you said it. Or it's a code. You don't have to say as if you said it. It's just we all know what you mean. You can say something abbreviated. You can say something shorthand like Mr. or whatever. Whatever is shorthand for the Knicks. I love a shell. Well, I mean Knickerbockers. But everyone calls them the Knicks, so go ahead with the Knicks. Like I said, the Knickerbocker. It's just mean they're in costume. It's a shorthand version. And in Durham, allowed for shorthand versions. Now, that's a major, major, major question in Nedarim. Obviously, not our issue right now. So right off the bat, there are two different approaches to Nedarim. Take a look at the Rush I gave you. I noticed that if you're at 9-11. To Rush in Maseches Nedarim, the Rush and Tosfos are typically printed on the side of the page. You don't have to look it up in the back. They're typically printed on the side. So if you look at the Rush says, the Kach, it's two lines before it gets wide. Hanach yados eno gomer devarav lefarish haneder. You don't finish the entire statement. Ela hatchala bialma. Umitochan nikar shedaito lidor. So that's all clear, Josh. We know what you mean. Umechashvin alei ki'ilu gamar devarav. Oh, that's the chiddush. Umechashvin alei ki'ilu gamar devarav. Who else says like the Rosh? I showed you a Rishon yesterday in Kiddushin, the Ritva. There are a lot of nafkaminas, obviously, tzali, to the general question of how we understand Nedarim, and even Avram to the specific question of Yadayim. Let's say a person says a Yad and says, well, that's not really what I really meant. Can a person be chozer from, let's say, a Yad Mochiach, which works according to all the Shitas? Let's say a person, I didn't really mean to make a Neder. When I said Mefrashi Mimcha, I meant I don't want to play ball with you, not that I don't want to get a Nav from you. Would he be able to be chozer? So according to the Rush, no, because you said it. And saying X is like saying X plus Y, you can't be chosen. But if it's, okay, minastam, we know what you meant, then that's enough. In normal conditions, you may have the ability to explain it away. So there are tons and tons and tons of, not tons, but there are a lot of nafkaminas about this question. Just to set our zoning properly, this may or may not be relevant to the crossover of Yadayim from Nedarim, Naziris, and Hekdesh to Kiddushin. But at least right now, we know. Okay, so right now we know what a Yad is, the Mishnah, and we know what the Makar for Yad is. By the way, which Makar sounds like we're translating, which Makar sounds like whatever you said is enough. Or which Makar is a clear Makar? Which Makar is just like a Limud, and it's hard to know what the content of the Limud is? Which Makar indicates one of the two models? So I'll put the two models on the board. You want to see the eraser? It's probably buried here somewhere. Thank you.
There are two models on the board.
Okay.
What is the Yad? Is the Yad Ki'ilo Amar Hakol? Or Yad is Chalakim? Chalak Saki. Chalakim Saki.
Big Chiddush in the dark.
We saw this as the Rush, Nedarim, Daf Beis, the Ritva and Kiddushin, Daf Hei. Many Rishonim. I'm talking about this. We suggested maybe this is the Rambam impression. So nice again, this is one word in the Rambam, hard to know.
Which Pasuk is just, that's a limud, it's hard to know the nature of the Halacha. Which Pasuk tilts in the direction of one of these models? Think carefully. If two Pasukim, Lindor Neder, Nazil Hazer, which is the limud, Ari? Sounds like it's just like it's hard to know what limud is. Ari, which one is that? Okay, so answer my question. Which pasuk, it's hard to know what the content is? You're right. Lindor neder. It's just a limud, it's an extra word. Anytime you have an extra vav, an extra word, it's hard to, sometimes you are able to discern, but it's just an extra limud. In fact, Torah writes, a verbose language lets us know not just base neder, but something else as well. How does it other vestige or appendix work? Does it work as if you said the whole statement or a partial statement? Isn't it hard to know? But Ari, you're correct. That if we base it not on the pasuk of Lindor Neder, Nazir Lahazir, but the pasuk of Kechol, Hayotzi Mipiv Yaseh, what does that sound like to you? As if you said the whole thing or a part suffices?
Sounds like the whole thing.
So you think Kechol, Hayotzi Mipiv Yaseh means we translate X into X plus Y. Everyone agree with Ari? Ruben?
I think your father's saying says, like, you say what you said, and like.
Right. To me, it would seem like Chacholah and Tzemi is we look at what you said, we don't add to what you said, but that binds you because you said enough. Chacholah and Tzemi Piviyasa. It's not about linguistics and verbal translations and expanding your sentence, but binding you to what you said because we know what you meant, even though you said something partial. So if you're just looking at the Limudim, again, I just want to train you. V'yatzachinim en kasef, ki'ikach v'lo ki'tikach. Remember, where else did we see this? that limudim could indicate what? Ulas Baal versus Ubala. Where else did we see offsets between limudim? This is a trick question. So far we had three offsets. Offset number one, what's the makor for Kiddushi Kesef? Offset number two, what's the makor for Kiddushi Bia? What's the third? Star. Okay, that's not psukim, but yes, what's the limit? Very good. What else? Did we see the makor? What's the makor for Shava Kesef? Trick question. According to Tosfos, what's the makor for Shava Kesef? Evid Ivri. According to the Ramban, what's the makor for Shava Kesef? You don't need one. So just train yourself to look for the makor and associate the makor with the content of the gedder of the halacha. Okay, makor always reflects, or in our case, helps us understand the nature of the halacha. So we have two makor, so it's likely that there are two different ways to do the halacha of Yadayim. But again, you get a sense, this is at the heart of the beginning of Maseches Nedarim. We're not going to delve too deeply into that. Okay, what's the next part of our map? What type of yad? Everyone agrees, help me out here, everyone agrees that yad mochiach works. Right, so we're still in the dark. We haven't left the dark. We haven't left our zip code, okay? I'm trying to teach you how to think logically. Stay at home, build at home, and then talk about exporting to China. We're not in China right now. We're still in Brooklyn, okay? We're still at home. Okay, but we got to know what happens at home. So yad mochiach works. What's the machlokas? Yad shein mochiach. Okay, now presumably, although the Gemara doesn't discuss it, there's a lower level, which one of the Rishonim discuss. Yad mochiach is definitely. Yad she'en mochiach is a mid-range. What would you call yad she'en mochiach klal? Something that's totally, totally, what's the word I'm looking for? Non-descriptive. Non-descript, ambiguous, non-descriptive. So that wouldn't work according to anyone. Just say something that means nothing. No one would say there's any relevance or credibility to that. Tosfos talks about that in Kiddushin. So it seems like we have a layered or tiered world of Yadayim. Is Yad Mochiach, Yad Again, these are very, very loose phrases that make them so confusing. We would like more concrete phrases. We would call them, Josh, descriptive, compelling, ambiguous, and just nebulous. And nebulous is less than ambiguous. Ambiguous means ambivalent. It can mean two different things. Nebulous can mean anything. So we'd give them more descriptive terms. Their vocabulary just had gradations as quantity. Mochiach, ein mochiach, ein mochiach is klal. So you see the power of a good vocabulary, you have sharper words to define. We could actually create three different tiers, whatever we call them, compelling, two-faced, or double entendre, versus nebulous and incoherent. So we actually create, in our minds, three different logical systems. And Chazal was just graded. Mochiach, ein mochiach, ein mochiach klal. Okay, before we answer questions, who argues about yadayim she'ein mochichas? Pashtus. That middle ground, who argues about it? Okay, so Abai and Rava argue about it in Nedarim. Right, so let's see the Gemara in Nedarim. Very good, it's a trick question. where are we? Hamid Beis? Yeah, Hamid Beis. So we're in Hamid Beis now. Itmar, Yadayim She'ein Mochichos, that middle range. Okay. Abai Amar Havi Yadayim, Rava Amar Lo Havi Yadayim. And what's an example of Yadayim Shein Mochichos? Anyone? I didn't really show you, but it comes up a little bit earlier in the Gemara. So let's just see, since I just WhatsApped you the Gemara. We'll start with Hamid Aleph. It's Shmuel, which makes it important because Shmuel also appears in Kiddushin. We'll see that in Kiddushin. Shmuel says that, remember the Mishnah of Neder, you said a Yad, instead of saying, I'm not going to eat your food like a carbon, you just left out the word carbon. But Shmuel says you have to at least say, I'm not going to eat from you. You can't just say, I'm going to separate from you. So let's see the Gemara. Elahachi Itmar, the Shmuel has a statement on Dalet Amud Beis, which I didn't show you, but look at him and Aleph. I didn't show you this Gemara, but just to get a sense of perspective. Elahachi Itmar, Taima da Amar Shani Ochel Lecha, Vashani Tarim Lecha Udaser. I have to at least say, I'm not going to eat your food, Yasin. I can't just say, I don't want to be with you. Avul Amar Mudrani Himech. I just don't want to be near you. Lo mashma damar aser, my tamar more than imcha. Lo mashina about that. I don't want to take a walk with you, mashma. Mefrashim lecha. I will be separate from you. Lo avini chamasa matan. Then I want to do a business deal with you, mashma. Mechakim lecha. I want to separate from you. You bet body odor. Look, I don't want to stand next to you for almonds. So lema top of the page, hammered base. Kazaver Shmuel yadayim she'in mochichos lo havi yadayim. So it sounds like Shmuel needs yadayim mochichos because without saying, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. It's a yad she'en mochech, and a yad she'en mochech doesn't work, so you have to say. So we have at least a guideline or a threshold between yad she'en mochech and yad mochech. Okay? The full lashon would be, you say the word karban. If you don't say the word karban, it's the yad mochech. If you don't say that you're not eating, it's the yad she'en mochech. I'll say it again. I'll draw it on the board. Okay? Full nadar is morfrashni mimcha, even color-coded for you. Nice color-coded day. Morfrashni mimcha shani ochel kikarpan. That's the full language of a nadar. If you delete karban, keep them all open. If you delete karban, this would be a yad mochiach, which works. If you delete karban, this is certainly have to be, it has to be sequential. You delete karban and sheni toim, this would be yad she'eno mochiach. Sounds like Shmuel puzzles yad she'en mochiach and therefore requires shani ochel. He says you can't not say shani ochel. Lema, kasavar, shmuel, hey, the base. Yadayim she'en mochichos, lo havi yadayim. That's where you need that middle red part, shani ochel. No, we don't really know what Shmuel holds. Shmuel is just basing himself on his version of Rabbi Huda, which we'll talk about a little bit later by Gittin. It's not really Shmuel's statement. He was just saying, if you want to make our Mishnah agree with Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda holds yad she'en mochich, lo havi yadayim, you have to put in the word shani tom, shani ochel. Okay, but at least we now don't just have general categories, but we have criteria for what fits which category. We take out the word karban, basically take out a small, small part of the articulation. It doesn't really change the meaning, and it's pretty indicative, because you know if I say, what I mean, I just didn't say karban, I just didn't dot the I's and cross the T's, that's the yad mochiach. Suddenly, the second I take out enough of the meat, enough of the statement to already raise doubts about what I mean, that's a yad she'en mochiach, because it can mean either way. I don't want to be with you, Reuben! Does it mean I don't want to eat your food, or it means I just don't want to look at your ugly Adidas shirt? Well, whatever it means. We don't know. It's enough question. But if I say I don't want to eat with you, and I don't say the word karban, we know what I mean, but I didn't say the entire neder. Okay? By the way, Adidas, 70s, good in my book, okay? Adidas ruled in 70s before Nike obliterated it, before Nike obliterated it. We used to, everything was Adidas and Converse. Okay. Nothing cooler than Converse shoes from the 70s. Okay. Okay. There we go. So now we know what they are, what they aren't, and now we have mapped most of Yadayim. We know where it comes in the Mishnah, we know what the Pasuk is, we have two different ideas, and at least we have some yardstick for Mochiach, Ein Mochiach, and of course we know there's this category called Ein Mochiach Klal, which would not make it a Yad, just a meaningless, empty statements. Okay, now's the big question. Not gradations of Yad, but the scope of Yad. Where does it apply? Well, you know it applies by neder and naziris. The Gemara wants to know, what about areas of halacha that are subsidiaries of neder, naziris, and karban? Because remember, neder is based on karban. So which two areas does the Gemara think about? Even if I gave it to you, but just for contrast, let's see the Gemara vavim and base. I didn't give this to you, but you'll see why I'm doing this with you. Okay, so the Gemara vavim and base, if I didn't give it to you, I'm giving it to you again. The Gemara wants to know, by Rapapa. About 10 lines to the bottom. This is our friend Rapapa. We'll see Rapapa later. Yesh yad lepeya, oin yad lepeya. Hechidam, ilem dama hadin ugya levi peya. This corner should be peya of hadin nami, haypeya me'alasi. Kimelika, nama hadin velo amar nami. Okay, how do you know? Should there be peya? Should it be yad or not? Mi amrinan, 4 lines in the bottom. Here's the svara. Sometimes Yaakov, the Gemara, just gives a question without giving Yaakov. And then give a svara. Here the Gemara is actually giving us the two sides of the question. Mi amrinan, 4 lines in the bottom. Kiva de iskish le karbanos. Ha, peas like karbanos. Ma karbanos, yesh lam yad. Av peya, yesh lam yad. The Mishnah talked about the relationship between pe and karbanos. Al dilma ki iskish le balti achar. There's a lacha balti achar by peya, but it's not a general karban. Daf zayin amad aleph. Second question. Yesh yad litztaka. Oein yad litztaka. Dream of every gabite staka. Second, you say one word, you're chayv to get stuck. Even if you didn't. Second, you say one word, you're chayv to get stuck. Yesh yad litztaka. Hechidami, if you go into Amar, line number 4, hadain, He said this money should be tzedakah, and he said v'hadein about some other money. Does that make the other money tzedakah? Again, me, I'm reading about six lines into the page. Zayin manalif kivin iskish lekorbanos achziv beficha zut tzedakah mar korbanos yesh and liat zayin shlem yadim lebal tiachud iskish yesh yad lehefkar. Okay, so now we learned the first seven blot of the dar. Yadayim hefkar peah mochiach ein mochiach bal tiachar naziris al naziris. Beautiful, beautiful lima in the dar. Okay, so now we've mapped all the background information. So much of a sugya is just keeping the game in front of you, keeping everything clear, everything organized, knowing where things fit, knowing what questions to ask. Okay, now why are we learning Yadayim? I didn't get bored of Kiddushin. Let's just learn some Nedarim. Why not? Why are we learning Yadayim? Because we want to know. Does Yad work for Kiddushin? Well, we didn't just want to know that. Which very, very influential Amara asked that question? Rip up. Okay? And then we'll see Shmuel in a moment. Okay? So now let's get back to our Gemara. Now we're starting to get interested. Now we're starting to get Kiddushin oriented. Okay? But just in your mind, get all the background information that has nothing to do with Kiddushin and get your head squared. What's the Makar? What's the Halacha? What does it apply? What's Mochiach? What's Emach? And you don't always have the luxury of having your Rebbe tell you how to organize it all. You got all this information flooding you, excuse the pun, but you got to organize everything properly. So much is just, you can't imagine, I call it mapping, you can't imagine how important mapping is. Because it's just, you're lost in the flood. There's just so much swirl and so much just map. What belongs where? Just map is so good. Okay, so now we've mapped the sugya, now we're ready for a papa. Again, we had to remap it because they knew it so well, they just snapped their fingers. By a papa. Vavam and Beis. By a papa. This is our question. Yesh yad le kiddushin, ola. Is there a yad or is there not yad for kiddushin? Abbreviated language in kiddushin. What's the case of yad in the Gemara? What's the situation of yad? Josh? Okay, that's not the question in the Dharam. It's a good question in Kiddushin, but what's the question in the Dharam? Shai. Yaakov marries Leah, thinking she's Rachel. And he says to her, Yaakov the second, he says, I'm not waiting 7 years. I'm marrying them both. He turns to woman A, he says, I'm marrying you. Then he turns to woman B, and he says,
you too.
You too. Viat. He says Viat, not you. Viat. He says Viat. Viat. You. And you. How romantic. Thank you. Love my life. And you. He loves me. He gave me my very own work. Actually, I was talking to someone over Shabbos. Just, it was somehow my family and I were talking a few weeks ago about different traits in life and about the balance in life between exposure, sophistication, enlightenment, seeing what the world's about, and tamimus, and just having a simple world where everything is simple, you're not so exposed, and everything is pure and insular. So we're talking about it through the prism of the Haredi world versus our world, versus, but different, that they create a very, very insular world with a small range of ideas that enter the world, and things are very tamim, and one of the prices we pay for exposure and sophistication is sarcasm, tamimus, jadedness. We're just talking about trying to find that balance. So I heard a story on Shabbos that there's a simcha in the yeshuv, and one of the grandparents, I was talking to one of the grandparents, and she has three children, married children live in Israel, two live in the Dati Lumi community, they both live in Elon Shavuot. The third daughter of hers lives in one of the more Haredi sections of Yerushalayim, I forget which one. So she says it's a very interesting life. They have like 8, 9 kids, however many, living in some small 2-bedroom apartment, whatever. Everyone's living on top of each other. And she said, she came to visit the grandchildren, and one of the grandchildren came over. Bubby, Safta, I want to show you what I got. Look, I got my own shelf. And she felt like she was king of the world, queen. She had her own shelf. She was probably living, in some closet shelf. Got my own shelf where I keep my own items. And she just said, it's a very tamim world. Like, if I brought home a shelf for my kids, they'd hit me over the head with it. I wouldn't bring home a shelf. PlayStation. Not that extreme, because it's a long shot. And then she said, by the way, her grandchildren are a long shot. Like, she took them to the Makola. She said, you can have any candy you want. And one of the grandchildren said, could I have 2 candies? And the grandmother said, yeah, for sure. And like, the child was blown away. I get 2 candies. Like, try to tell him, I want the whole store. Buy me the store. Take me out. You live in Pinot. Buy me the whole. Take me too. So there's this, like, balance between You know, so even alone Shvut on the spectrum of Tzimimus, I think it's pretty tamim, but so I don't know how I thought about that, but whatever. So, right, you got my own word, right? Right, I'm marrying you, my love, and you also. Thanks a lot for that one. You know. I remember I learned, I don't know if any of you know, from anyone, you probably know from Tina, the Teenagers there. You know Ellie Berman? His children went to ABC. So his father, Ellie Berman, was Rav Lichtenstein Zecher Tzadik Livracha's best friend. They went back 50 years to the Rav Zatzal. This person, Baruch Hashem, is still alive. He's a lawyer. He has all the Rav's writings, like in a fireproof, nuclear-proof, COVID-19-proof safe, like in some lawyer's office in Manhattan. Like that's where all the Rav's writings are kept. Like it's more guarded than the Mona Lisa. You can't get near it. It's in 13 different safes. Even Mission Impossible, like, you know, you can't get near that safe. So anyway, so he's like Rav Aaron's best friend from days of yore. They sat in the Rav Shir together during the Civil War. You know, talking. Anyway, so I learned with Ellie Berman for several good years in yeshiva. And every day or every 3 days, Rav Aaron would come over to Ellie because it was his best friend's son. He said, Ellie, do you need something? Do you need some food? Can I take you to Shalayim? Do you need some tissues? How are you feeling? And like me, you didn't know I existed. Say, hello. Look at me. I'm here all. I felt like that other woman in the dark. And you also, come on. And you also. So I was once this woman in the dark. And you, who's you? You're also here. Okay. So her papa wants to know, does it work? Okay. Now, who seems to feel that it would definitely work in Kiddushin? If her papa had a suffix, we don't really have an answer to that suffix.
Shmuel.
And how do we know that Shmuel, well, we don't really have Shmuel's direct statement. We have someone quoting Shmuel. Who quotes Shmuel? Rav Papa. Okay? Now, where do we have Rav Papa quoting Shmuel? Our Gemara. Okay? So now we're back into our Gemara. It's also quoted in the Dharma, but now we can actually open up Kiddushin Daf Amud Beis. Now we have all the information we need. We know what Yadayim are, we know what the gradations are, we know what the general scope is, and what the parameters are having that scope. We know that Rapapa and Nadarim asked a question that really belongs in Kiddushin, but it was in Nadarim. If you were writing Shas, I would put Rapapa's question in Kiddushin, but it's in Nadarim with all the questions in Nadarim, Peyot, Staka, and Hefker. So Rapapa's Kiddushin question is in Nadarim, but obviously you can't learn Kiddushin without learning Rapapa's statement in Nadarim. And now we have Shmuel's statement about Yadayim and Kiddushin, also quoted in Kiddushin as well as in Adam. So now Hamad Beis. What's Hamad Beis? Amar Shmuel, the Shmuel statement. Remember the evolution. We have the Mishnah saying, Aisha Niknes Bekesef, Bepruta Veshav Bepruta. Mishnah doesn't talk about Amira. Then we have the Brisa we learned last week, Tana Rabbanan, Hamad Beis, Kesef Bekesef, and the Brisa introduced Amira with the Nasan Hu Amar He questions. So now we have the Mishnah, we have the Brisa, which wasn't incorporated by Rav Nasi, and now we're fast-forwarding 200 years, 150 years, to Shmuel, and Shmuel now is giving us his version of Amira. Okay, so just to see, just to be able to stack things up, Mishnah, Brisa, Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, this isn't a Brisa, this is Shmuel. B'Kiddushin, Nasin la-Kesef v'shav v'kesef, fifth line in Kiddushin, Amar Lerem b'Kudeshes, Amireses, and Amireses. Okay, so first of all, Shmuel is broadening. He's not just using the good old language of Aram HaKodeshes, he's telling us other languages that work. As we'll see tomorrow, he's telling us languages that will not work. Hareini Yishech, Hareini Boalech, Hareini Yishech, Enkan Beis Michosh Didi, there's no way for the woman to sell herself. We'll see this in Rishon tomorrow. And Shmuel is also creating an equivalency to Gerushin, which we don't have in the Mishnah nor in the Brisa. So I just want you to see how Shmuel is stretching. The Mishnah didn't give us the language of Amir, the Brisa does. But the Brisa didn't talk about Gaten, the Brisa didn't talk about other languages, Shmuel does. So Shmuel says, just look inside the Gemara. Ein ba'gim gerushin nasan lev amir shulachas migureshes v'deres chodam to migureshes any yisheich any boalech any yisheich ein kam besmichosh. Okay, that's Shmuel's statement. Now, Rav Papa, after hearing the saintly Shmuel statement, Rav Papa lived after Shmuel, said, "Wait a second, this is interesting. Shmuel allows a man to say, finish my sentence, haray, at." Without saying Lee. So Shmuel must accept low grade Yadayim. What do we call low grade Yadayim? Emochich. Now, why Lee is a low grade Yadayim? If you ask me, I'd call it a high grade Yadayim, but whatever. Let's follow. Let's not argue every little nitpick point right now. Amar Papa, Le'abaye. Papa's commenting to Abaye. Le'meimra. After hearing what Shmuel said, the Sever Shmuel Yadayim Shemichus Haviyadayim. But we have a statement in Shmuel in Nazir, which I'm not going to go into right now because we're running out of time for background checks. That sounds like, well, we'll just say it quickly, that you need Yad Mochiach, you need a high-grade Yad, not a middle-grade Yad. What's the case? Let's just read it. Ha'omer aha, ha'reiz a nazir. If a person just says aha, he can become a nazir. Be careful, don't say aha. Okay, v'del mahabatayin, it's coming, maybe you just mean to fast that day. Amar Shmuel, no. The reason that the aha man becomes a nazir is because he says aha right when the nazir passes by. Okay, let's make a list of famous nazirim in history. Which nazir would pass by in your dream if you were dreaming about a nazir? First nazir in history, trick question.
Adam.
No. Okay, Joe. First nazir in history. Yosef. Ula cut code, Nazir Echav, according to Chazal, after the whole interaction with Eshes Potir, I don't want any of this. So he became a Nazir. Second most famous Yosef ever to be a Nazir. Let's do it differently. What about second most famous Yosef to ever be a Nazir? The Ragged Shaver, Yosef Rosen, late 19th century. Unclear why he was a Nazir. Three different versions. Actually, two versions. Two versions? Right, so there's obviously the version that he wanted to be a Nazir, but also, he wanted to be Mevatel Tara for the time it would take to cut his hair, or psoriasis. He may have suffered very, very bad psoriasis, so it's hard for him to take a haircut. So, Rabbi Yosef Rosen, the Ragachever, probably the most brilliant mind in the 19th century, probably. Told you the Agnon line, right? Best line ever. He never told you the Agnon line? So Agnon once introduced the Ragachev to someone. He said, this is the Ragachev. If you take his mind, you can make two Einsteins. And he Ragachev said, and with the leftovers, you can make an Agnon. Great stuff. Leftovers make an Agnon. Ragachev. Who is the most famous 20th century Nazir?
The Nazir.
Who was?
David Akon.
Who was? One of the closest to me to Rav Kook. Okay, so let's go back in history. After Yosef, who was the first Nazir? Okay, well, here's your chance. After Yosef, who was the first Nazir?
Shimshon.
Okay, Nazir or Shimshon is actually a lacha category. Nazir is before you're born. Who else was a Nazir? You said before. Shmuel.
Maybe.
Maybe, right. So these are the long history of Nazir. Okay? So, who else was a Nazir? Shimon HaTzadik's Nazir. The first Narcissus, right? The Greek mythology of Narcissus is based on the story of Shimon HaTzadik, who never wanted to partake of a carbon of a Nazir because he doubted the integrity of Nazirs, maybe just showing off your firm guy, you just want to get attention to yourself, didn't like the long hair business, so he didn't want to take a carbon of a Nazir. But he found one Nazir, and he ate his carbon. So they asked him, Shimon HaTzadik, you didn't like to eat the carbon of a Nazir, why'd you eat his carbon? He says, because I asked this Nazir, why'd you go hair so long? You're so handsome, like, why are you going hair so long? He says, you know, Rabbi, I have to tell you, I was coming back and I was a shepherd and I wanted to drink some water and I looked into the well and I saw my image and I became so infatuated with my handsomeness, I got scared. So I said, I'm going to break my yetzer, and I'm going to grow my hair long so I shouldn't be tempted by my physical appearance. He says, oh, this is a good nuts, I'm going to eat by his carbon. What does that sound like, looking at the well, seeing your image? It's Narcissus. That comes from the Gemara in Tinus. Okay, so how do we get to Nazir? Okay, so you see a Nazir over Lefanov. Who would be the Nazir that would be over Lefanov in your dream? Let's say you were dreaming. Okay, so maybe my interview questions for this year. Interviewing one soon, think about, if you had a dream about a Nazir, which Nazir would it be? Like, oh my goodness, I'm a Kona, this is Yeshiva. I want to know about basketball. Like, you play basketball in Yeshiva, not Nazir. Okay, so if I'm a Shmuel Vushay Nazir over Lefanov, only the Nazir passing Yeraha. That sounds like from Shmuel that if you just say aha, and presumably as most Rishonim say, the word aha without the Nazir walking by would be a Yad Shein Mochiach, would probably for some way indicate more Nazirus than anything else, but not conclusively. Rishonim discuss why, different Shitas in Rishonim. For Shmuel, a Yad Shein Mochiach, just aha, an empty aha, wouldn't be enough. You need a Yad Mochiach when you say aha, when the Nazir is passing by. So Rav Papa said, how could Shmuel allow Yad Shein Mochiach without the word lead by Kiddushin when it doesn't allow Yad Shein Mochiach by saying aha without the Nazir? And the Gemara says, you know what, forget Shmuel. Don't. Shmuel never commented on Yadayim. This Paul Bryce of Shmuel, he meant that you said Li. The focus of Shmuel on this Bryce, it was Tuesday Shir, maybe Thursday Shir, languages of Kiddushin, you said this, you said that, but your Diak was wrong, Rav Papa. So as far as Shmuel is concerned, he's a non-factor, but he's not a player in the sugya. Shmuel, in the end, was not addressing Yad by Kiddushin. There's no statement of Shmuel about an abbreviated Lashon Kiddushin. He said the word Li. He said the word Li. It's Pashin. He meant to talk about Ki Yikach Lo Ki Tikach, continuing the previous sugya. Okay, so before we even utter one word of Lamdas, who felt that Yad maybe is importable into Kiddushin? Papa. Papa wanted to know. And the fact that he thought Shmuel said it, getting back to the Gemara in Nedarim, wait a second, Papa, you're not sure where there should be a Yad for Kiddushin, but it sounds like in Kiddushin you were sure. Back to Nedarim, that Vavim and Beis, Vaham Mida Amalei, Rapapa, Labai, Misa, Vashmuel, Yadayim, Shemekas, Vedayim, Mechlal, the Sphere, Leather, Papa, Diyesh, Yad, the Kiddushin. Sounds like you've already decided your question. You have a big question in Nedarim whether there is or isn't Yad for Kiddushin, but it sounds like you're a Yad the Kiddushin man, and you're just exploring what type of Yad Shmuel. And Rav Papa says, that wasn't me, that was Shmuel. I want to know what Shmuel felt, and in the end, Shmuel really didn't feel much, because the Rav was Docha Shmuel. Shmuel really wasn't talking about Yad, he was talking about Mekudesh Shli. So now we've got all the ducks lined up, except for one possible duck, one possible issue, the question of Yad, and this may be an important one, exporting Yad from the world of Nedarim and Naziros and Karban and Peah and Hefker and Staka may not just be to Kiddushin, but it seems as if it may also exist in Gittin. Who argues in Gittin? Rebbe and Rabbanan. What type of Yad are they arguing about? What? Okay, that's probably a Mochiach, but what aspect of the Amira is missing? What aspect was deleted? V'dein di'avi l'cheminach. You didn't say, I'm divorcing you with this shtar. Dein would mean with this. You didn't say v'dein. You didn't write v'dein. You didn't say v'dein. Rav Yehuda says it doesn't work. Rav Yehuda says it does work, meaning yad, presumably, although the Gemara is not clear and whether in the end it is or yad, but at least the Gemara feels that yadayim can be extended to gittin. Whether it stacks up what you hold in general yad and nidarim, would stack up with what you'll hold in Gittin is not clear. The Gemara thought Abai Rebbe stacks up with Rabban and Ravida. Rebbe says, no, you can distinguish and create autonomy bidirectional. Okay, so far we haven't said one single word aside from reading Gemaras. I have to start my stopwatch. I don't get paid for anything I said until now because I just read the Gemara with you. Now we have to start thinking. But again, it's so much, it's just getting everything clear, mapped. It's so, like, I promise you, this is like what I said just now. In the next 10 minutes, I'm still not going to say anything until I say something. And to quote Rishon to you is like 90%, 70% of the speech. Okay. So, the Gemara discusses these details, mochiach, eino mochiach, peah, staka, kiddushin, of course, it's the biggie, repapa, gittin, Shmuel enters the conversation a little bit, although in the end we don't really think he holds yad by kiddushin at all, he wasn't talking about yad. But we're really interested in a larger question. Yad l'kiddushin? Why in the world would you need Yad for kiddushin? You need the chiddush of Yad to validate abbreviated language, and you validate it either by completing it legally or by just sufficing with partial language. Whenever you're in a halachic area that requires, give me one word, starts with L, ends with language. Give me a few examples of halachic areas that need language. Can you think of maybe five?
Neder.
Wow. Those are areas which need language, verbal declaration. There is a basic template for the language. Well, what happens is I scratch my head if you utter limited, abbreviated, truncated language. And if I have the chiddush of yad at my disposal, I can validate it. But areas that don't need language, you don't need yad. If I say, Ari, let's say I'm selling my field. And normally, selling the fields means we normally talk about, I'm going to sell you the field. Let's say, though, sell field. That's a new caveman transaction. Sell field. You say, mitar said. I don't know, whatever you say. And we both know what we're talking about. And we perform a Maisa Kenyan, it's fine. Because Kenyan doesn't need language, Kenyan needs this. Let's say I'm Messiah-ish on my lost item. And I don't follow Rava's language of Yeyosh and Chaf Gimel of Bav Metzia. Who learned Yeyosh in high school? Raise your hand. Everyone learns Naim Ochtim. Right? No one listening. What's the language of Yeyosh? Vayli Chisar and Kiss. I give up sad. As we would say in modern Hebrew, Kapara. Gosh, we have a Kapara. I lost it, it's gone. Let's say you didn't say Vayli Chisar and Kiss, but you use the language that makes it sound like you're giving up. I don't know, you say Cleveland Browns.
That works
after this. It shows you give it up. Everyone knows what you mean. Does Yerush need language? Come on, guys, prove to me whether that Yerush does not need language.
Yerush
will be on the ground. Sure, can we assume it? But if we can assume it, it's there. All you need is thought. No, the guy gives up. You don't need any language. Kol Nidre, Kol Nidre. You don't have to say anything. Macharame, Vikinu Yerush, the Chazaras. Yadayim is only relevant if you need language. Does Kiddushin, everyone look at me, need language? So please discuss this, someone. No one. That's the highest level question. Now I will show you the Rishonim talk about a mid-level question which helps us understand this level. But there's levels here in the sugya. The Gemara just assumed all this, so Rav Papa and Shmuel, and everyone's talking this type of yad, that type of yad, mochiach, ein mochiach. They didn't have to talk. They didn't have to spend the last hour like I did, because they spent their whole lives learning Torah. So all came in, bada bing, bada boom, yesh yad lepeah. Yesh yad, everyone was like right there. But we're not there. We mapped what they said. But what's missing in the sugya is, why should you even need? Why is there necessity for yad in Kiddushin? Who cares if you said half a language or full, as long as the only question I need to know, Reuben, is what does the husband and the wife, what do they want? Now, generally, that's conveyed by language. Sometimes it's conveyed even without language. What do we call conveying consent without language in Gemara language? Tell me. Ah, su, kin, my friend, my Japanese friend, asuki, asukin, beoso, inyan. No language, but context makes it clear. You think you're left? One day you'll be sitting eating sushi. Oh my goodness. That's how I thread tar into your veins. One day Joe is going to come home with his girlfriend named Lisa. Oh, Rachman's going to say, Mazel Tov, Mitzvah Lisa Isha, Biksu V'Kiddushin. Let me get into your kishkas. He said, why can't I just enjoy the sushi? Okay. Plum, this is life. Hashtag.
What's
F
status?
Right. What's F status? So, that's not the question. Like, why do we even need it? So, obviously, if I say that I need language for Kiddushin, and I'll interpret as a Gemara Inyan. The only Rishon that starts to question this, the Nehushu already questions it, the Echorot already question it, and it's an obvious question. The only Rishon that starts to even address this is the Tosas Rebbe. Okay, he has a different gears than in Nadarim and Nazir in Gemara Nazir, so it's not really helpful that much for us, but at least he's aware of the question. Let's read the Tosas read together. On what's happened to you? But again, a pace to bring in your covets. Basically, every day bring in your Gemara and your covets, because let's just be reading all the Rishon. And if there's anything extra, bring it in. So the Tosas Rit says, where is it here? Right. B'shamati makshim. Great, great Tosas Rit. B'shamati makshim. Amaylo parachacha. In the Havamina de Gemara, Tzali, we all thought that Shmuel was talking about a guy who doesn't say Lee. In the end, he said Lee. But we thought he was talking about a case without Lee, because otherwise, why would he be making such a big hullabaloo? So he wasn't saying Lee. Oh, my goodness! Sound the alarms! You see that Shmuel holds Yadayim Shein Mochichas Hab Yadayim because of what he says by Kiddushin. Who says? Maybe we don't know what he says about Yadayim in general, but Kiddushin doesn't need Yadayim. You can get by without Lee, because it's clear that you want to marry her. If I say I want to marry, I don't say Lee, Harayat Mikudash, of course you're marrying her for yourself. If you were a shliach, you would have said for someone else. So in the Havamina, when Shmuel doesn't say Lee and we still green light the Kiddushin, it's not because of his sheet about Yadayim, it's because we don't need Yadayim. Because it's Kiddushin, because it's knowledge and das and not language. Shemati Makshim, my lo parachacha. Why don't we try to ask him the question? You thought we could infer from what we perceived Shmuel to say by Kiddushin what he holds about Yadayim. Ain't cash there, it's irrelevant. The Olam Sever Shmuel having Yadayim, he allows Yadayim. We don't really know what he holds about Yadayim. Go to Maseches Nedarim, don't bother us now. Hilgach lo bein adam ala li, you don't need li here, because he needs Kiddushin. Shani Nazir, dechsev kiafli. Nazir needs hafla. What's an English language translation for hafla? Language. Utterance language. Again, this he has a girsan. Nazir said we don't have, so. But forget the girsan issue. Nazir says, Nazir, lahazir, nindar, nedar, ishki, afli, nazir, yotzim, bepev. Yeah, it's all about language. Abbreviated language, how do we deal with it? Is Kiddushin about language? So it kicks us back to last week's shir. But I would like someone doing the kicking, not me. I would like a Rishon to do the kicking. I'm like a Rishon to tell us, from here, Mikan Muchach, the Kiika Chavi Gama Miro, the Kiika Chavi Kali Kuchen, Gama Nasina Vigama Miro, like you saw in the Miri, like you saw in the Tosas Araz, like you saw in the Rashba. Or I would be very interested to ask the Ad Ramah, well, how are we going to learn the Sugya? Because the Ad Ramah doesn't need language. How do we know the Ad Ramah doesn't need language? Because he allows Nasan Hu, Amrahi, Amarhein. If you don't need language, we'll have answers to that question. Don't worry. I'm just raising these questions because there's total radio silence in the Rishonim. You'll see what they talk about. What they talk about is, it's a little tricky, but you'll see it's a mid-level. I'm saying, who needs Yad? I'm saying, who needs, yeah. Now, I already have the tools to analyze that question. The tools are, this is not my chiddush, that's what I'm saying, but the tools are, if Amira is Das, then I may not need Yad. I have a question, who needs Yad? If I have to try to solve the question. If Amira is Maisa Kicha, so then you need language, and then Yad makes a lot of sense. That's my model to understand. But the Rishonim don't talk about it. The only one who even senses there's something off is the Tosas Rit. What level do the Rishonim talk about? Not just the details, that's the Gemara. Not why do you need Yad. What do the Rishonim talk about? Tosfos and the Ran, think carefully. Not necessity, but... And what are they probing? Right, say it in English. Not necessity for Yad, but... Suitability, ability. How do you have the right to employability? How can you employ Yad for Kiddushin without a pasuk? What's the Havamina? That's the question. Because if I follow the trail of Nedarim, Anytime I employ yad outside of Nidar Ben Nazir, I need a pasuk or a tie-in. And I don't seem to have an obvious tie-in for Kiddushin. So listen carefully to what I'm about to say. I'm going to trick you, but I'll untrick you later. Sometimes you can solve both problems with once. I have two problems. One is, where's the pasuk? Two is, who needs it? Maybe it's helpful. Yeah, maybe I don't have a pasuk because I don't need a pasuk. But that's not what most Yishanim say. We'll see a very important French person who does say that. But I want you to see three levels. This is the Gemara. This is all the Gemara talks about. The real question is, what does this tell us about Kiddushin? Does you need Yad? Do you even think about Yad? You don't say Yad Lekinyan, you don't say Yad for Yeyush, you don't say Yad for... Yad is whenever there's language-based halachos and you abbreviate the language, how do we treat it? That's the legitimate thing you need to talk about Yad. Rishonim talk about why is Kiddushin suited for Yad? Not why does it need it, or why does it work? Effectiveness without a pasuk. And in their answer, we may also answer level A. So this is level A, this is level B, this is level C. In this level B of our parking lot, we may also solve A. We will. Not conclusively, but we'll say, oh, now. And now we're ready to start you. I didn't say anything yet. Nothing. Let's just organize the circuit. This is taking the circuit and organizing it. This is the map of the Gemaras. This is the question that leaps out at us. This is the space that we show them occupy. And we'll try to fill in and make the circuit make sense as best as we can. Okay, Reuben, Ephraim, Avram, go ahead.
So the question of why do you need Yad if it's all about Yad? Did you say, like, someone's what we said in terms of, you know, maybe, you know, half the language doesn't, you can't infer dot from that, or maybe the idiom can't infer dot from half the language?
Will, I'm going to talk in half sentences now, just to get you into it. I'm not going to say the second part. Will, see. Okay. I can say one word. F.
It seems to us as we're saying something else. Not that basically, why... Not why is it that you need an idea of Yad as you're working with Das, but just that why can't we say, okay, Kiddushin Shmuel holds one thing, and the Darim slash and Zero Seal is a different thing?
Yeah, but that's implicit. Or why can't we just say that Shmuel and his statement or perceived statement by Kiddushin has anything to do with Yad?
You're not saying that, right? That they are Yadayim, Mashmuel were in Yadayim.
Okay, I hear that. Okay. Maybe I overshocked him, so desirous to find a Rishon or justice. This question may have put into the ring. Okay, could be. It could be. It could be interpreted either way. Yes, Ephraim.
The Vitzel seems to say that Yad is not just Amir, but also Maisa. The Vitzel seems to say that if the Maisa show...
That's the Ron, and we'll see. It's the Ron. The Ron and the Dar. Okay. So, who starts us off? Which Rishon, and most of the heavy lifting is done by the Rishon of Mesachas Nadar, and which Rishon tells us why it works? Not why you need it, but maybe in telling us why it works, we'll be able to decode why you need it. Didi? Tells us. What does Tosfos say? Why does it work? Because Kiddushin is like Hektish, and we all know that Hektish Yad works. How do we know that Hektish Yad works? Because at the heart of every nether is Kerba. So essentially, nether is creating association between an object and the world of Kerbanos. We know that Yad Mochiach works by nether, L'kuli Alma. If you leave out the word Kerban, so you're creating association with the world of Hektish without saying the entire language. So we know that Yad works for Hektish. If Yad works for Hektish, then Yad works for our Kiddush. Tosfos in the Nedarim, let's read Tosfos in the Nedarim together. Tosfos, we don't have Rashi or Nedarim. The Rashi we have is some other parish. One person had Rashi or Nedarim, and we'll talk about him a little bit later. Not one, but several people, but our Rashi is just some other parish. Rivan or something, it's not Rashi. So we're much more reliant on Tosfos, on the Ran, on Yesh Yad L'Kiddush, Tema. And how do I know that? Because of Pei and Staka. The only prayer that Pei and Staka have is because of a limud. V'yesh lomar de kiddushin ami. Even the asal akuliyama kehektish lekach mesaf leishema yesh ya lekirishin gemo hektish. Whoa. Look who just walked in the door. An old friend of ours that we missed a lot. And that old friend we haven't seen in weeks. Who's our old friend we haven't seen in weeks? Yeah, sorry, 2 minutes ago. Who's the old friend we haven't seen in weeks?
Hektish.
And what's that friend of ours really called? Hektish is the shorthand version. But what's the long, what's his full title? The Asala Kulayamak Hektish. And we wanted to know, are there Rishonim out there who take that Asala Kulayamak Hektish literally? We didn't really know. We looked at Tosfos. Tosfos had interesting language. Sounds like, because if you take it literally, it sounds like getting back to our peace sign, that Kiddushin is primarily what? What's the closest that Kiddushin comes to Hekdesh? Ishus, creating an association, a relationship, just like a relationship with the Einim and Hashem, a relationship with the woman and yourself, rather than Kinyan, which you're buying her. We didn't really see any nafkaminas for the fact that the Asala Kulim Hekdesh. In fact, you could have read the Gemara. Come on, read the Gemara in a minimalist fashion on that base. The only thing the Gemara is saying when it says the Asala Kulim Hekdesh is just explaining why. Why the Rabbanan developed the term Kiddushin. It doesn't appear in the Torah. The Rabbanan developed the term and then used it to begin the second parak. Where did they get it from? The Rabbanan calling Kiddushin. I know what Hekdesh is. I know what Kiddush is. I like going to Kiddushes. I've been to Kiddushes across the world. It's another called they call the Bracha. And Syrians, they call it, who knows? Sebet. I know plenty of Kiddushes. Why calling Kiddushin a Kiddush? Second word is saying because it looks like Hekdesh. There's no Hekdesh part to Kiddushin. Kiddushin is primarily a Kinyan, and the Kinyan develops Ishus. This is groundbreaking. Tosfos says, maybe, that Kiddushin is like a process of creating Hekdesh, and the terms towards the Hekdesh process, the mechanics of Hekdesh, may be applicable to the mechanics of Kiddushin. What are one of the allowances in the mechanics of Hekdesh? If you're involved in making something Hekdesh, you can use a... Yeah. So maybe when you're involved in marrying a woman, you can use a... Yeah. Oh. Conditions like Hekdesh? That's why you can use a yad, according to Tosfos, maybe? Well, if Kiddushin is like Hekdesh, then it explains not only why you can use a yad, but also why you
need
a yad. Because if Kiddushin is like Hekdesh, not like Kinyan, it's like Hekdesh in that you need language, declaration, like Hekdesh. So Tosfos is explaining level B, but it's really level, at least in Tosfos, it's level A as well. The need, the utility explains the necessity. And which great Amara was really posing this question to his Talmidim, whether Kiddushin is like Hekdesh or not? Or Papa. And how was he posing it? Yesh yad le Kiddushin o ein yad. When he came into the room and he said, Yesh yad le Kiddushin, everyone knew that Rapapa was asking the question we asked 6 weeks ago. Is Kiddushin primarily a Kenyan? You don't need yad, and you can't even use yad. It's the same issue. Or is Kiddushin basically making something Hekdesh? Then you need yad, but guess what? You may be able to use yad. It took us 6 weeks to make sense of Rapapa's one line. That could have been Rapapa's question. Tosfos doesn't give the second side of the question. The Ran will give the second side of the question. We'll see tomorrow. Tosfos, we don't really know. Maybe it's like Hekdesh and you need and can use, or maybe I can build three different responses to the maybe. I just gave you one. But Tosfos is really doing the heavy lifting for us. The real important question is why should anyone should? Oh, because it's Hekdesh. Why should you not? Model A, Model B, Model C. I don't know what Tosfos is. Now you know where it belongs. Now Tosfos belongs right here. Tosfos. Hekdesh. Language. You need it. It works. It all makes sense. Now, there's a cousin of Tosfos in this sugya. Someone that says, and it's important for Maseches Nedarim, but today it's important also. We're not going to spend that much time discussing it. The reason we need Yad and that Yad works for Kiddushin is not because of the Hekdesh element of Kiddushin. Because of what? No. I'm not talking, you're going off to, you know, the other side of the country. I mean, it's still same community, your cousin. Think of the cousin. Who tells us his cousin? Who says there's an element of Kiddushin that looks like something that requires Yad, but the Yad works? Not Hekdesh, it's
Neder.
Yes, sir. Who says that, Joey?
The Miri.
Who else says it? The Ran. So let's first see the Ran, one side of the equation. We'll see the Miri, and we'll talk about it for a few minutes. Not that different, but it's important to note the difference. Okay, Ran. Vav Amid Beis. Afilu biyad mochiach kami boile mi amrina nihi delos rabbi lu yadas behedja gamrinan bemem matzino minidarim. Not hektish. Maybe Kiddushin has nothing to do with Hekdesh. Kiddushin, Hekdesh. It's Nedarim and Kiddushin are similar. Kiddushin are similar to Nedarim. Or as the Meiri says, in Nedarim, obviously, the Inyan HaSheila, in Medamin Osal LeNedarim. Now here it explains why. It gives us some of the explanation. Achar she'al yideihem nesra l'chol ha'olam k'davar another. Oshama l'kinyan bi'alma k'shar kinyanim. Wow, what a brisk Meiri. What is Kiddushin? A kinyan? Or Kiddushin is similar to, not Hekdesh, but Neder. Why is Kiddushin similar to Neder? What part of Kiddushin overlays with Neder? Not the Kenyan, not the, but the, this Eish is Eish. Where Papa was not really honing in on the Hekdesh part and the overlay between Hekdesh and Kiddushin. How is that? They're saying, look, when you marry a woman, you make her Usser. And that's an essential part of the Maaseh. Remember our peace sign? The Usser La, Akuli Amma. How do you read that line, Reuben? De'asala kodesh? Or de'asarla? Who read it de'asala kodesh? Like you hekdesh. Which Rishon stressed the hekdesh part? And the Isser just comes from the hekdesh. Who remembers which Rishon? Tosas. Remember Tosas, that base of the base? I would love for the Miri and Tosas to have a conversation right now. Miri and Adarim and Tosas, that base in Kiddushin. Miri sounds like he's reading the line to Asla. Basically, you're involved, maybe alongside of Kenyan, but you are directly involved in creating the Isser. Trick question. You get this question, you get some extra popcorn in the next dish. Which Amara would agree, which Tana would agree with the Miri? That the Isser Ashes Ish doesn't come from the Hekdesh Ashes, it's autonomous. Very good. Extra popcorn. Which Rabbi Eliezer? Which daf? Bebez.
What?
Bebez. Which Rabbi Eliezer? That you can marry a woman, you can divorce a woman, and still leave residual iserations. You're mutter to marry everyone except for Boaz. Anti-Canadian thing. And the residual Isser and Boaz is not a vestige of my Ishas, because the iserations is a standalone. Remember Buster Bachala of a standalone? Think about that. Put Rabbi Lazar, Tosfos, and the Meiri in the same room. Tosfos and Kiddushin that base, the Meiri and the Darim that vav, and Rabbi Lazar and that pei beizim and aleph and gittin. Because all discussing the same thing, possibly. If you look at it through Nedarim terms, what green lights Yadayim in Nedarim? The Hekdesh part of it or the Isser part of it? That's an interesting question in Nedarim. What aspect is the pivot for Yadayim in Nedarim? Is it the Isser? And in order to stretch Yadayim from Nedarim to Ishus, I need Ishus to be like a Kiddushin to be like an Isser? Or the element in Nedarim, the world in Nedarim that allows Yadayim is the Hekdesh part? And I have to compare Kiddushin to Nedarim to allow the exporting of Yadayim through Hekdesh. If that didn't make sense to you, it's fine. So structurally, one second, Tosfos, along with the Ran and the Meiri, are more or less saying the same thing structurally. There is some aspect of Kiddushin that is equivalent to the home base of Yadayim. What that home base of Yadayim is, Hekdesh or Isser, is an internal machlokas. But either Kiddushin is like Hekdesh or Kiddushin is like Isser, and that requires language, because both Hekdesh and Nedarim require language. Lindor, Neder, Lahazir, both require language, Yafli. So since they both require language, the Hekdesh of the Kiddushin of Telsus requires language, the Kiddushin of the Meiri requires language. I would need Yad, but don't worry, I have Yad, because I can bring it over from Hekdesh or from the Nedarim. Says Tosfos, says the Ran. So if you're asking the following question, let's say you want to really sound like a lamdan. You're walking down the street, the yeshiva bachur isn't wearing his mask, and they put on the mask. He said, why should I listen to you? So I have a question for you. Is Amir a part of it or not? He says, well, how do you know? Whoever asked this, Rav Papa asked that question. Rav Papa, where? Well, Papa in the Darim. Yesh Yad LeKiddushin. If, listen carefully, Kiddushin is comparable to Hekdesh / Isser, not just simple little Kenyan, then Kiddushin would need... If Kiddushin is regular Kenyan, it doesn't need... It just needs dust. But if Kiddushin is like Hekdesh or Neder, it would need language. It would require Yad. And you, by the way, you'd have Yad if you bring it over. Again, Papa could have said necessity, yes, ability, no. He could have said, look, you need language, you need Yad, but I just can't bring it over. There's difficulties in transmission and exportation, but that's a more fancy way to learn the subject. So as far as we're concerned right now, there's only one way to learn this sugya. Tosfos in the Meiri. You need language. Why do you need language? Because Kiddushin is not a simple little Kenyan, because it's a Hekdesh / Isser process, which needs language. Abbreviated language may not work, but by the way, you may have Yad to button everything up. After I answer some questions, then I'm going to say, well, wait a second, what about the Yad Ramah? What about people who did require language? For whom Das is enough? The Sugim Balsanian people. How will they learn this sugya? We'll see one way, maybe tomorrow we'll see another way. Shai?
That was my question.
Okay, good question. I like the question. Moshe?
Isn't saying that the Israelis issue is like a neder, kind of like the inverse of a neder? Because like a neder, you make something usher to you. I can't make a neder on this water bottle to make it usher to everyone else, right?
Well, you can.
I can?
Yeah, because you own it. You can make my food usher to you or your food usher to me. But even if you'd find technical offsets and discrepancies, it's still the Torah empowers you to create a shem miser. I can create a shem miser, which you would want to thought is maybe the Shulchan Aruch is set by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chazir is not Sir Pesach B'chol says, I can't create a serum. And Dharma is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush that I can create a serum. Yes, if I.
And simply I'm saying that it's not that the two sides are, do we need language, but Yad is okay, or do we not need language? It's do we need language, and Yad works, do we need language, and Yad doesn't work.
Maybe.
But Meiri seems to be saying something very different. He says, in the end, the other side is, Shar Kinyon, Shemem, Torah, Yad Klal, and Shar Kinyon, all you need is Das. So it seems to me Meiri is Bedavka, our question, and the Ran is something very different.
Could be, we'll see. We'll get to it. Let's see the other side of the equation. Okay, who was Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar? So, first of all, he is probably the author of Tosfos Ri HaZaken, because the Tosfos Ri HaZaken that we have quotes people who lived after him. So, it's hard for me. He quotes the Rambam, so most people feel Tosfos Ri HaZaken was not written by the original Bala Tosfos Ri. It was written by the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, who lived towards the end of the 13th century, beginning of the 14th century. He lived in a French city called Montpellier. So Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, which is in central France, central southern France, province section of France, he was very, very friendly with the Meiri. So we'll see this in a moment. Meiri had tremendous respect for him. He wrote a parashat in all of Shas, which we don't have most of. We have some of. He had Rashi on Nedarim, so he quotes Rashi on Nedarim. So we learn Nedarim. Sefer was actually, have you ever seen these red Svarim? I don't know if you've seen them. I'll maybe bring one in for you. There's a person in Borough Park, I don't know if he's still alive, he's a Lubavitcher Chassid, who found somehow, about 50 years ago, all these manuscripts. And you put out these svarim, we used to call them the red brick svarim. They're like red bricks, a small little red svarim. I'll show them to you. And he had some monopoly or copyright for about 30, 40 years on them. And you can only buy these svarim by going to him. Most of them were secondary, tertiary shanim, so you can buy without. There's some that you didn't really want to. But he had a couple like were absolutely vital. The Ritva on Bava Basra. For years and years, you could only get it from him. And he sold it from his basement in Borough Park. The Rebbeinu Yonah on Brachos. The Rebbeinu Chanan Avodah Zarah, like Raven Avodah, like he had four or five svarim. They were must-haves. You can only get it from. So every time I'd go home to Brooklyn for Yom Tov, Rav Aaron would ask me to go to his house and pick up a couple svarim for him. So I was Rav Aaron's ferryman. I'd ferry the svarim back. And the amazing thing was this person who was the Baba Shechasa, like had somehow his son came to Gush in the 70s. Like how? Like long beard down his puppy. Oh, you're coming from Gush. Take another. And they're super expensive because he had a copyright on them. But he also liked me because my Zaidi, or Zelig Reuven Benges, who was the Rosh Hashanah of his day, like wrote Haskamas for him. So without my Zaidi's Haskamas, he wouldn't have been able to sell his svarim. So like he, I remember most of the svarim published in the early 20th century, had great suspicion hovering over them because of the famous forgery. What was the famous forgery? Shami and Kachim. So there's a lot of forgery. So people that wrote svarim, and you really needed a lot of haskamos. You needed to get like not three or four, but 32 haskamos in order to prove this was a real sefer. So, and around not just a fake manuscript. Anyway, so he used to sell these Rabbeinu Avraham Minaharas. I don't even know if they're printed. I don't think they've been printed by any. I haven't been catching up with them. I don't even own one. I don't think it's available outside of wherever selling this farm. Anyway, Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar was known for his participation in the great debates of the first couple of years of the 14th century. Should fine Jewish boys study philosophy? And the famous Spaniard who put a cherem on anyone that studied philosophy too young was the Rashba. The Rashba put a cherem at some point. Cherem of the Rashba. He's also probably most well known for the most famous Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar in Shas, aside from the one we're going to learn today. The most famous Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar is based on a Gemara, and we're going to read it together, based on a Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says, let's say, I don't know, Yaakov gets into a big fight with Rachamim, all the unspoken water under the bridge from MTA, you stand in the front of Dr. Berliner's class, I stand in the front of him. You know, so Rachamim says, I don't get any of that from you, Yaakov, I want to take a little break, no. Turns out Yaakov's the only guy with a lulav. Can Rachamim use Yaakov's lulav, even though he pledged that he's not going to get enough from Yaakov? What does the Gemara say? Nedar memches, even though you're not allowed to get enough from someone, can you use the chavitz of a mitzvah? Mitzvah is lava. Facilitating the performance of a mitzvah is not hana. So Rachamim, good news, he can use his lulav. Let's say Rachamim, you have a suffix about what the shear of a lulav is, and you don't have a Mishnah Berurah, so Yaakov can also use a Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara Nedarim says you can't use the Mishnah Berurah of Yaakov, even since you see what is the difference. Mitzvah lav lahenas nitya. So Ben Avraminah said, you're right, the performance of a mitzvah isn't hana. But studying Hashem's Torah is hana. Finding truth is hana. That's like a good thing to set your sights. Can you be the person in life who will get to the stage where learning Torah will give you hana? Not so easy. Come on, what gives you hana now? Basketball, barbecue, sports, movies. Can you get to the point where finding the truth, finding Hashem's word, makes you satisfied? Not pleasured, but satisfied. Hana isn't pleasure, it's satisfaction, it's gratification, it's a sense of meaning, purpose. So let's read the famous Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar on the famous WhatsApp list. Okay. Where is it here? Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Great WhatsApp status. Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, okay, look at, I sent it at 9:24. Okay, Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, Nidar Memchas, Lo Shayech Taima de Mitzvah Slav Lahenos El Ben Mitzvah, Shitli B'maisa, Lulav Sukkah, maybe Sukkah is different, but Lulav, not Sukkah, this is different, Lulav Tefillin, Shashadam Osel Sa Eina Meskav in the Devar Anah, Shayna Osel Sa Lan El Skufo, El Asas Mashin Itzav Emeis Hashem, Kimoshe Pirash Shabeh the Mutarim. Here's the key line, Avol Mitzvah Slimud, Shehu inyan tzir halev, creating an imprint on your heart, an intellect or emotional intellect. V'yadiyas ha'emes, ikar hatzivuhu kidei litzayir ha'emes, to portray the truth, v'lis aneg v'lehanos b'mada, to be thrilled at the information, v'lismach levavo, v'samech levavo, to make your heart happy, v'sichlo, and your intellect, v'chziv k'idish emeshem v'samech lev, Shemhachi aval asa likra matas. Why an aval can't learn Torah? Because it causes simcha. Hilkach lo shayich lemeber mitzvahs talmud lo nitin lehanos. She ikra mitzvahs uhiana. Batanog b'mashem asig u'mevim b'limudah. Hilkach rachamim. If you say you can't get enough from Yaakov, asa likra b'sefer oser she'al karcha magiyah lo anah b'mano. Unlike lulav, you're getting hana by using a sefer. It's the famous Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar or Memchas. We're going to learn the second most famous Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar in the Darim Dafaf. Okay, now we're going to go back to our Makaros. As far as I know, it's not digitized. I just gave you the Makaros. Line number 3. Let's read it carefully. Uvekidushin lo tzrachinan lahayakesha. He asked Tosa's question. He asked the Ron's question. He asked the Meiri's question implicitly. He didn't ask the question, but he asked it implicitly. Where's the Makar for Yad for Kiddushin? You know what he says? Guess what? You don't need a pasuk for Yad and Kiddushin. Why wouldn't you need a pasuk for Yad and Kiddushin? Because Yad doesn't need? So self-evident. Or the Kiddushin, let's rechina lahayikesha, v'tam edemilsa, shahadavar, Taloi, Biritzona. All you need is Ratzon Das. The Afel Pisha Bashasa Kidushin Lo Dibru, Havi Mikradeshis. Which Japanese friend does he quote? Medabra Kidusha. The Yachalakacha Bachalashon Shirtz. He's going out to the next Sugya. The variety of language also proves there isn't one formulation. Neder doesn't exhibit the same variety of language. Why do you think, he says, this is a trick. If you don't get what I'm about to say, it's fine. But if you get what I'm about to say, even better. Why do you think the Gemara assumed that Shmuel would hold a Yad by Kiddushin? It's because he introduces variety into language. Once you introduce variety into language, you assume into Kiddushin, you don't need language. It's only Das. It's only Das. And maybe Yad would work, even without a pasuk. Fancy statement. Got it or not? Let's move on. D'yachal akacha b'chaloshon shiyirtze. Hol v'humuvan le'ish v'le'isha v'le'edim. So if I'm asking, why do you need a pasuk? Tosa is saying it's just like Hekdesh, and you have your pasuk. Where's the pasuk? You have a pasuk. The Ron is saying, where's the pasuk? You have a pasuk. It's like Neder. It's a derivative of Neder. Yes, Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, where's the pasuk? You don't need a pasuk. Well, wait a second. If you don't need a pasuk, Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, then why do you even need? Yad. Why do you need Yad? This whole sugya should be a sugya of Yad. If it's all based on Das, it's like Kenyan. It's like Kenyan. I just have to ask, do we know what they mean? Do we not know what they mean? Do we know what they want? Do we not know what they want? Solve level A. You've solved level B. Level B is where it's a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. Because you don't need language. Hekdesh needs language. I'll read it again. Hand down to us. Hekdesh needs language. You don't need a hekesh, you don't need a pasuk. Peah needs a hekesh. Staka needs a hekesh, because so you need language. Tam and also, Kiddush doesn't need a pasuk. Shadam and Tali Britzani, you don't need language. All you need is Ratzon, Medaber, Asukin. Who needs a pasuk? Wait a second. Okay, you solve level B. What about level A? If you don't need language, and therefore you don't need a pasuk, you don't even need Yad. Because it's just a question of, do I know what they want? Do I not know what they want? And that's what Gemara is saying. That's, you know, I don't even say, okay, you know what? He said a half a language, but it's all right because of Yad. I don't say because of Yad, it's all right because it's all right. Because we know what they want, because you don't need language. All you need is Das. Why are you even saying the word Yad here? You know why the person who says, Aram Mukadesh, without the word Li, it works? Because it's a Yad. And Yad Shem Achiyach works. Person says, or Amikudash is without Lance. It says, do I know what he wants? Do I not know? If I know what he wants, I green light. If I don't know what he wants, I can't. Yad is irrelevant. Person says, Haramikudash, Rachel, and you also. Oh, it's Yad. It's like Yad. I ask myself, is it Yaakov Avinu trying to restage Parshas Vayetzeh? She probably wants to marry the other woman. Is he Ben Azai? Now she Chashka Batara. One is enough. We'll marry the other woman. I mean, you should be my safer pick carrier. She didn't use the word Yad. They use the word Yad. Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, why use the word Yad? Reuben, why is the word yad? Going to tells us, okay, it's based on Hekdesh. Hekdesh is language, Kiddushin is language. Amir is part of the Maisa Kiddushin, because it's like Hekdesh, he's creating Ishus, you need Yad, and you have Yad based on the Hekdesh to Hekdesh. According to the Meiri, it's like Neder, you're creating an Isser, you need language to get an Isser, you need to use Yad to solve truncated language, but you have Yad at your disposal, you have it in your toolbox because it's like Neder. Whatever you say about Neder applies to Kiddushin. Bein Avram min Ahar, wait a second. You don't really need a pasuk. If you don't need a pasuk, because all you need is das, if all you need is das, and there's no language, then why do you even have to use the concept called yad to okay half language? So in the spirit of yad, we're going to stop here. We're going to think about this now, continuation of Bein Avram min Ahar. Think about maybe another approach. See Reb Chaim. See more Makaros. Okay? So we're going to stop right here. Let's plan the next hour, 2 hours. Okay, and then tomorrow. First, read the continuation. Reuben, read it carefully. But don't read all of it. Okay? Read with Ubay Repapa. Just start now that middle piece, Ubay Repapa. Skip the internal lines. Read until the end. Okay? I'm going to give you more Makaros, but I just think we're going to run out of time.
Why don't you use Makaros? Yeah.
Okay, what I'd like you to do next is go back to Tosas in the Darim, Vav and Beis, and read his answer for Gittin. Because Tosfos has a problem for Gittin that he solves, that he doesn't feel exists in Kiddushin. But we may feel that the same way Tosfos solves the Gittin problem, we may use to solve the Kiddushin problem. So think about Tosfos, what he's trying to solve in Gittin, what his problem is, what his solution is, and can that be extrapolated to solve our Kiddushin question? I have Makaros for you if they've been printed out in the office. I don't know. I'll have to see, but I'll WhatsApp them to you. Skip Reb Chaim. I think Reb Chaim's going to be too much. You can look at it, but I don't want to go into Reb Chaim. It's going to just get us bogged down. I'm going to move forward in the circuit. We're going to talk about other types of yadayim. What if you didn't say the word tabazu? What if you said harei ze betaras kiddusheich? You didn't use the normal language, you used a different language entirely. Not the flip language. We get to the flip language on Wednesday. We see sheath talks, but question in the rivash. And here's the real mind bender. What if it's asukin ba'osa inyan, and a person says hareat mikudeshes, but leaves out the word li? Why would it be negative? That's why it's a mind bender, guy. That's the bending part. Okay, let's break. Okay, that's the mind bending part.
If you have an Amira, and then Amira wipes out the previous.
Did I record?